certainly.
Often, needle exchange services provide safe spaces for people to go to dispose of and to use intravenous drugs. But this is different. You've decided to bring needles to the people who need them. Why did you decide to do it this way?
Well, at this point, it's really an issue of funding. Syringe services just became legal in New Hampshire in June of last year, in 2017. And there's no state or federal funds that are allowed to be used for the purchase of materials such as clean syringes and all of the other supplies that people who inject drugs need to do so safely. And so what we were able to do is get a small amount of grant money from AIDS United, which is the syringe service program that makes grants. We've received a little bit of funding from OraSure Technologies, which is the HIV testing company, and they've given us money to purchase the supplies. But there's not enough money in any of that for staff time or a bricks and mortar location or anything like that.
This program launched about 3 months ago. How can you tell it's working?
Well, my goodness, just the number of interactions that we've seen. As of today, we have had a total of 119 clients, and more than half of those are return clients. So these are folks that are connecting with outreach workers, reconnecting, and each time they connect, they're given a little bit more opportunity to have a conversation about what other services are available in the community to them to help them enter recovery if they're ready, and if they're not, to, again, provide education to them about how to inject safely, how to use the sterile supplies, and how to be sure to return the used ones so that they're not being left out in the community for regular community members or emergency responders to encounter.
Mm-hmm. So you are dispensing these needles. You're taking dirty needles off the streets. Humanize that number you just gave me a little bit and tell me about someone without identifying them, of course, privacy matters here.
Sure.
But can you give us an example of someone who you remember as having benefited from this?
Well, absolutely. So my agency, the Southern New Hampshire HIV AIDS Task Force, is providing a variety of direct support services to people who are living with HIV, some of whom are still injecting drugs. So from my personal experience, I can share with you that we do have some people living with HIV that are using injection drugs and are coming to us now to receive new sterile syringes, so we know that they're not in any way possibly passing the virus along to others.
Have you received any pushback from people in the community who say programs like this one simply enable bad or unhealthy behavior?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's a very common concern that people have, and we're doing our best to educate folks that this is a public health intervention that's known as harm reduction. So we know that we would all prefer that nobody was injecting illicit drugs and nobody was addicted to opiates, but the reality is that's not the case. People are. And we want to help them be able to do it as safely as possible and help connect with them. You know, people want to hear, yes, this leads every person to recovery or treatment services. You know, that's just not the case. Certainly we hope that down the road that's where somebody will end up, and we know that making these connections with the outreach workers and volunteers helps people get to that point, and it's another tool in the toolbox from all of the different programs that we have in the community to try to impact the opioid epidemic and hope that people will see that people are getting connected to services this way.
And is a program like this sustainable over the long term?
I think so. In the way that we're going right now, our budget is minimal, but the only thing that we're needing to purchase are the actual supplies, and we have been awarded a grant and an opportunity to be part of a buyer's club through a national alliance of syringe service programs so we can get things at a cheaper cost. And again, we have public outreach workers and a number of volunteers, people in the community that have come forward and said, this is important to me, I want to get involved, how do I do so? We've seen a lot of support that way.
Wendy LeBlanc is the vice president of the Southern New Hampshire HIV and AIDS Task Force. Wendy, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure.